Jeremy, you have some new reporting on how the plan to kill Iran's supreme leader actually came together. What have you learned?
Yeah, that's right, Anderson. As in previous cases where Israel has achieved, the ability to assassinate some of its enemies, whether we're talking about the Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah or others, in this case, we are finding out once again that this was a strike that was the result of years of intelligence gathering. And this specific operation involved Israel hacking into the traffic cameras in Iran's capital city. That allowed the Israelis to have real-time information about some of their targets. This is according to a source who was briefed on this operation, who I spoke to. It helped them establish a pattern of some of these targets, and one of the groups of individuals that they tracked were actually the elite bodyguards to some of Iran's senior leaders. And Israeli officials, intelligence officials, were able to watch as these bodyguards were coming and going from the very compound where the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei was killed on Saturday morning in that opening wave of Israeli strikes alongside dozens of other senior Iranian officials. And this was just one piece of the critical information that the Israelis had, combined with signals intelligence, human intelligence, all of it fed into an AI-powered data center that allowed the Israelis to build up this bank of targets and choose the right moment to be able to take out the supreme leader and other senior Iranian officials.